Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, so welcome back. In case you really listen to everything I say, this is not about pain and happiness. That's coming up in the next segment. I have Dr. Tony O'Donnell. He is author of about 12 books, including Greens Are Good for You and Miracle Superfoods That Heal. He says green and red foods are essential for getting healthy. Dr. Tony, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mike. It's an honor to be with you on the broadcast.
No, it's great to have you on. You know, you've written so many books that really impresses me because I've only been able to get one, and it about killed
it
me. So I don't know how you've done 12.
Well, I have to go to Ireland, you know, to get my voice back. You see, and that's why I spend time over in Ireland where I'm from, so I get to spend some quality time with family and also get to write some books because you definitely need the time away to get the information, to get the research.
Yeah, that's impressive. So hopefully I can be just like you when I get a little older. Hey, so let's go to the green and red superfood. Let's first identify for the listeners, what do you mean by green and red superfoods? Are these things I can buy in my neighborhood grocery store, or are we talking about something more fancy here?
You can get some of them in your local produce section, provided, of course, they're organic. But these are some exotic red and green superfoods that we find from organic sources from around the world. The scientists tell us, Dr. Mike, that color is crucial in the fight against degenerative disease. In fact, some of the scientists and researchers at Tufts University in Boston have said when we add red and green superfoods to our body, we reduce the risk of degenerative disease, meaning cancer, significantly. And as you know, the United States Department of Agriculture tells us we should be consuming 13 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables every day, but over 86% of the U.S. population and in North America don't consume any. So what are these superfoods? We're talking about goji berries, mangosteen, acai, blueberries, strawberries, blackberries, all of these colors, which we can find some of them, but not all of them.
Right.
They seem to have tremendous antioxidant protection at reducing free radical damage as we all rust on the inside, and we know that when we consume copious amounts of these live whole foods that are untreated and unheated, because when you heat anything over 110, 115 degrees Fahrenheit, you destroy enzymatic activity and consequently the future life of the plant. And I've had the honor, Dr. Mike, which most people can't say in a radio interview or even in any arena, I've had the chance to meet some of the longest lived people in the world. They're not on ding-dongs or donuts or big gulps or french fries or soda pop or genetically modified food, as you well know.
Right.
They're on these live foods that they find grow copiously in the rainforest and various other parts of the world, particularly the Hunzas, the Vilcabi Indians, the Azerbaijanis, and the Titicacans. So I modeled my superfoods after what these remarkable long-lived people are eating for longevity and to help people understand what quality living is all about. And that's why I created Radiant Greens and Pomegranate Plus.
So do you, are you a fresh food, or maybe I should say a raw food proponent? Is that you? Do you eat mostly raw foods?
Yeah, but 95 to 97% of my diet is raw. And I grew up in my native Ireland, as you know, with bacon, eggs, sausages, fried bread. And while it tasted
unbelievable. Come on, tell me, Dr. Tony, you have to miss that stuff a little bit. Just
yes,
a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. But I was always sick. I was a sickly child. I was always at the doctor. I was frustrated. I was a great athlete. I became great because someone told me I was great, and I believed them, and studied martial arts for many years and heavily involved in sports, still heavily involved in sports. But I was a sickly child. I was always at the doctor, and I thought there has to be a better way. And then someone introduced me to green and red superfoods. My father and my family were heavily involved in farming, so I grew up on the land. We had plenty of food, but we weren't always healthy, and I knew there had to be a better way, and I thought, I don't like being sick. I don't like being weak. I don't like not playing sports with the rest of the kids. It bothered me. It was an emotional thing for me, and I wanted to be involved, and so I made it my lifelong study, and that's why I've written these books, and I have a 13th book coming out now here in August, and I wanted to understand why food is so important as it relates to longevity, as it relates to, as you know, as it relates to pain and suffering. You've written an amazing book, The Food Pyramid, and why we need to understand that and why it's flipped upside down. It's on its ear. It's going to the left. It's going to the right. We're not really sure what we're supposed to be eating. So we know that the further away we get from land, the sicker we become. And the closer we stay to the land, the healthier we become. And the research seems to indicate that, that those of us who consume the most amount of fresh fruit and vegetables reduce our risk. This is the Framingham study. Now I'm quoting out of Massachusetts. Those who consume the most amount of red and green superfoods reduce the risk of degenerative disease, meaning cancer, by a whopping 66%. Quite remarkable, isn't it?
You know, it is amazing, and it's pretty simple at the same time. I want to ask you something about these green and red foods, though. So we know they have a lot of antioxidants. I think people get that. But there's something else that you write about and you talk about is the detox properties
right.
of some of these foods. What do you mean by that?
Well, I wrote a book called Miracle Detox Secrets and pH balancing. And so we know that we take in the wrong types of food, too much saturated fat, too much trans fat. We take in excessive amounts of soda pop. We're a walking time bomb, Dr. Mike, and we need to detox our body. And detoxing is nothing new in Scripture. We read Scripture says, detox thy body, detox thy mind, detox thy spirit, and detox thy mouth, and be careful of the words that you use. And be careful of the humble grass which you walk on. Do not look to the skies for the answers to your health. Look under your own 2 feet, and be careful how you chew the humble grass, for it does not have teeth like the beast. I mean, Edison even said, until man can duplicate a blade of grass, nature can laugh at his so-called scientific discoveries. We walk around with 40 to 50 pounds of excess waste matter in our colon. Food transmit time on a typical Western diet is 30 to 40 hours. We're overweight. Our children are overweight. We've seen a significant increase, as you know. You're in this field. You're in the thick of it every day, Dr.
Right.
Mike.
Our
children are overweight. They're suffering from diabetes. Our parents are overweight. Our grandparents are overweight. This is the first generation where our children will die before their parents, which is very sad. So
right.
we're eating
That's
all
That's sad, these. Isn't it? Yeah.
It's really sad. There's more fiber in the box than there is in the food, and which is really sad.
And, wait a second. Wait, I like that, Dr. Tony. Hold on. I want to use that. Can I use that in some of my lectures?
My
There's more fiber in the box than in the food.
Yeah. And
it's true, though.
It is true. I mean, I have friends of mine that save hamburgers and french fries and leave them sitting out. And they just sit there and sit there and sit there. And this food is, it's heated in ovens with tremendous amount of heat. And then, of course, they cultivate it and fry it in saturated fat. And they expect you to eat it, causing a cascade of problems. So that's one of the reasons why we have pollution. We have the ding-dongs, the donuts, the big gulps, the saturated fat, the trans fats. We don't exercise. We consume the wrong types of food.
And so, Dr. Tony, these green and red foods, right, these raw green and red foods can help to kind of detox a lot of that stuff out, not just provide the antioxidants, but help clean out our system, which is so important. We only have about a minute left here, so if you had to choose one green and one red, I'm going to put you on the spot like this, Dr. Tony, what could you tell my listeners? What one green and one red food should they reach for?
Well, definitely spirulina, because it's the richest source of protein in the world. Beef is only 22% in comparison. And, of course, red foods, I go for goji berries because it's able to withstand exceedingly harsh temperatures and very warm temperatures. So that's something that's really good to give the body that added protection. You can find all of those, of course, on my website, radiantgreens.com, and you'll find all my products, books, tapes, DVDs, and CDs on there.
Yeah, all 12 books, easy to read, a lot of good information. Dr. Tony, you're doing such a great job. Seriously, you're one of the leaders in this industry, in my opinion, and it was just an honor to have you on. Again, the website is radiantgreens.com. Dr. Tony, please come on again. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.